Siddur Snippet series is generally sponsored by the Saka family, by Yalad Avram Forman for Oshlema Hadassah Rachabas Chana Golda. We're at the addendum to the Amidah, making our way through Elokai Netzor. We're up to the word Psach Libi Besor Asecha. Ribono Shel Olam, open up my heart. Let all that is collected and piled on top, Al Levavecha, the famous Kotzker, Psach Libi, open my heart so it seeps in, it penetrates. And then don't allow it to simply be Torah that is academic, theoretical, but let it be a Limud Amanas Lasos. Let the Maisa be greater than the Talmud. So Psach Libi Besor Asecha, open my heart to your Torah, so that Uva Mitzvah Asecha Tirdof Nafshi, so that my soul will pursue your mitzvahs. We spoke about the Avud Raham Mida Keneged Mida, in the merit of our staying silent when people insult us, in the merit of being a near daf, let us be a rodef, specifically after mitzvahs. I saw the Sefer Anila Dodi says beautifully that maybe, Kosev Tirdof Nafshi, Redifa Veritz L'Shem Nitzuach, Shemikevan Sha'odam Ratz Lasos HaMitzvah, Harei Rodef Es HaYetzahara. That image, that verb of Rodef, reminds us, the Rodef is somebody in pursuit of another, to eliminate them. So, Uva Mitzvah Secha Tirdof, why are we using the image of Rodef? Because we want to be a Rodef. Rodef after what? The Yetzahara. How do you kill, how do you eliminate the Yetzahara? By running after mitzvahs. Mizgaber alav ve'inos en lishlot alav. When we run after mitzvahs and that defines us, that is how we eliminate, that is how we destroy the Yetzahara. We last left off last night. We pointed out a difference between the Nisach Ashkenaz and Nisach Sfard. Nisach Ashkenaz says, uva mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi. And with your mitzvahs, my soul shall pursue. Whereas Nisach Sfard says, acharei mitzvah secha, running after, my soul run after fulfillment of your mitzvahs. So in the Sefer Anila Dodi, he says, how do we understand? It means we should be mevakish, redifa achar ha-mitzvahs, lo al redifa b'mitzvahs atzman. We're not rodev the mitzvah, we're rodev after the mitzvah. So he wants to suggest an answer based on the Ramchal. The Ramchal in the seventh parak of Mesillas Yesharim, we learned this together when we went through all of Mesillas Yesharim, and the chelik of zrizus, of alacrity, how to live life with zeal, energy, enthusiasm, alacrity. He says, most people think that Zerizos is all about how we get started. It's how we begin. It's how you come out of the gate. Somebody has an idea. Someone has a goal. So Zerizos, do we act with alacrity in its pursuit? But the truth is, writes the Ramchal, Chalkei HaZerizos Shnayim, Echad Kodam HaMaisa, VeEchad Acharkein. There's the Zerizos, the alacrity that defines the way we begin. But then in life, we hit the proverbial wall. In life, you know, you run out of the energy. When you start the project, it's exciting, it's invigorating. But then when you're halfway through with the project, it's boring, it's old, it's stale. So that's why our garages are filled with half-started projects. Because when you get started, it's exciting. Everyone, how many people Maseches Brachos, Daf Beis, the new cycle of the Daf, when you get to Zvachim, how many people are still holding? So Ramchal says you need a second burst of Zerizos. You need a second push of alacrity and zeal in the middle, that it not become stale, that it not become old, that it's something. So he suggests, Lefiza ish levar shleon ischos kach. Acharei mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi, kodem shebal liyado ha-mitzvah, imala b'machshavto lasos, o mispam shenasos o bezrizos. Acharei mitzvah secha means, when I have a chance, we daven in advance. We daven in anticipation. If I'm presented an opportunity or chance for a mitzvah, let me do it. Let me pursue it with alacrity and with zeal. Uva mitzvah secha tirdof nafshi da Ashkenazi nesach bizman shekvar mekayim ha-mitzvah. Once I'm in the middle of it, once I took it on, once I've now hit that wall, once it's no longer exciting, b'chalila can grow stale. Yesh levakesh l'espal shil ozrizus l'kayim es ha-mitzvah b'shlemes b'chol inyanav. So maybe the two different neschos correspond with the zrizus we need in anticipation before, all about the way we begin. And the zrizus we need in the middle to follow through, to get to the end, to make it to the finish line. Maybe the two nischos correspond with that. It's interesting, we don't say, uva mitzvos tirdof nafshi. Let my soul be rodef, let me run after, let me pursue mitzvos. How do we describe them as? Mitzvos secha. Hashem, your mitzvos. Let my soul run after your mitzvos. Why do we make it your mitzvos, not mitzvos? Maybe the reason is, what will motivate and inspire us to run after them? And which part of us runs after them? We don't ask Hashem, let my legs run after. We don't let my heart or my head. V'mitzvosecha tirdof. Nafshi, my soul. What will awaken, arouse my soul to want to live a life where I'm looking and searching and waiting and anticipating and running after your mitzvos? My soul will be drawn when they're not mitzvos, they're not random, and they're not generic. They're mitzvosecha. They're your mitzvos. Hashem is the mitzvah. And tzava, chassidus, they bring down often that language, the root of the word mitzvah, is to make a connection. A mitzvah is not just a command, which could be anything. A mitzvah is a connection. Mitzvosecha. There are ways to connect to you. They're the connections, your connections that you put out into the world. So nafshi, my soul, is a chelak alakam yimol mamash. My soul is a piece of the Almighty. What will make my soul want to run after mitzvos? When my soul identifies that they are the way to connect Hashem. So they're not stam mitzvos, uva mitzvos secha, tirdof nafshi. We'll pick up a mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night.